Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about January over the last few weeks. Weather far from what we had hoped. The impact, though, could be more than ruined weekends because Ireland's potato farmers are facing late crops, even later harvests, and the possibility of potato shortages. Well, Richard Hackett is an agricultural consultant and is on the line now. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, but are we in the midst of a potato shortage or heading for one?
It seems to be. I think the problem started last year. Well, I suppose the problem started when in Brexit. Really, we had become very dependent upon imports from Scotland and from Britain for potatoes, and that's still possible, but it's more difficult. Then we have followed on. We had a very difficult season last year. We had late planting, followed by a difficult growing season and a horrendous harvesting. So we had the three things stacked up against us last year. So this shortage was going to happen anyway. But then the late planting really decided we could have carried, if we had got an early plant, we might have got early potatoes in, which would come in a bit earlier, so to bridge the gap. But the late planting we've had this year, it was prolonged this gap between the late season from the old crop season from last year and the new crop season coming on this year. Mm-hmm.
So farmers would have been selling what they had in stores up to around now. Is that how it works?
Yes, I mean, generally speaking, you plant your potatoes in the spring, you harvest them in the autumn, and you put them in a store and you sell them accordingly until the following crop comes on. About the next July or August, it tends to be the transition between the old crop and the new crop of main crop potatoes.
But the new crop just isn't there to the extent that it needs to be.
Well, I mean, it probably will be there. I mean, there's probably a suggestion that the acreage is actually going to go up this year, but they're late planted. So when you late plant it, they won't be coming in early. So while the crop will be there, they'll be very late coming on. So you have the gap that you would have had to bridge anyway is going to be a lot longer, perhaps 2 or 3 weeks longer than you would have anticipated or would have hoped.
Mm-hmm. So this crop that was planted late, is it being affected now by the cooler than average temperatures that we would expect at this time of the year?
Actually, potatoes love cool, wet, dampy weather, and they seem to be thriving in the weather that's been planted. Those potatoes this morning, actually, and they seem to be doing very well. They don't like hot weather. They don't like dry weather. So, you know, the climate in Ireland is normally, and it's very good for them, the climate and the weather we got in June. They actually like that, but they're behind schedule. They were planted late, so they have an awful lot of catching up to do.
Mm-hmm. Are there particular types of potatoes, then, that there might be issues with around this time of the year?
Well, I suppose, I mean, the vast majority of potatoes that we sell through the supermarkets are one variety called Russo, which is a main crop variety. We have early varieties, the British Queen, the Premier, varieties like that are planted early and come in early. The acres of that would be quite low because it's difficult to market in a normal season. So the acreage was always going to be low of the earlier potatoes, but even they were planted late and they would be late coming in as well. But they have a better prospect of catching up really when you get a difficult growing season. They have a better capacity to reach maturity earlier.
Mm-hmm. So if there is a gap, how will it be bridged?
It's difficult to see because, I mean, it is a lot of problems. As I said, our usual route to the bridge gaps would be to import, but like the levels of imports available from, I mean, Europe had a horrendous growing season last year as well as we did. So the level of potatoes available in Europe is limited. And there's also a limit to the of bringing in potatoes from the UK and from Scotland or whatever. I mean, but like at the end of the day, you know, we are a relatively small population, so, you know, a relatively small amount of imports can bridge that gap. But yes, it's showing that there are weaknesses in our system, that we have to depend on imports and we can't, and of unplanned imports, which is always a difficult situation.
So, yeah. Richard, in terms of what the consumer is going to notice when it comes to all of this, are we going to see this in our shops, that there will be fewer varieties, smaller bags perhaps of potatoes?
I think so. I mean, the supermarkets are very good at managing these issues. They do this on an ongoing basis. So yes, maybe smaller bags, maybe different variety names for different varieties, and we'll, you know, but for the bridge gap until such time as the new crop roosters are coming in, I think we will see supermarkets being using innovation to try and to put something on the shelves that will sell and that'll meet consumer acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure in your work as an agricultural consultant, there are farmers asking you, how can we avoid this problem if the weather patterns are repeated next year? And what's your advice on that front?
I think that we need to have we have a very good variety in rooster, and it has been very, very good. It's been a stalwart of the industry, but it has a number of weaknesses. And the biggest weakness that I see for this, it's a very late maturing variety. I think we need to augment rooster with a number of varieties that are earlier maturing, so that they don't need a long growing season. And we just from the miniature plant to the miniature harvest, if that is lesser, then you have more opportunity to get a variety to maturity and get it harvest earlier in the autumn time. So I think we need to look at a range of varieties and a range of marketing initiatives that we can look at different varieties and different range of varieties in a particular pack to market during the season. Mm-hmm.
We see there's a reason we like roosters. So they're hardy and they're versatile, right?
Fantastic. It's a fantastic variety. It was bred down in Chagaskin in Oak Park and has been fantastic variety. It is a fantastic variety to grow it, to store it and to consume it. So to get a variety that does them three things is very difficult, and it does them with a plum.
So what else could mirror that or come close to it?
We have a significant breeding program still ongoing in Oak Park, and so getting the variety is not the issue. It's an easy thing to breed a new variety, but it's very possible to breed a variety to meet the aspects that we need. What we need to do then is to get market acceptance of that variety. I mean, if you look at other carrots or cauliflowers, we don't know the varieties, so we can change the varieties easily. Potatoes in Ireland are marketed on the basis of variety, so we have to get consumer acceptance. We could have a fantastic variety there that's very easy to grow, very easy to store, very easy to eat, and very tastes very well. But if the market doesn't recognise it, it won't sell. So it's a variety-driven sector, the potato sector. Mm-hmm. So we have to really look at that, to develop that.
But if you're a shopper and you can't get the rooster, you'll have to take what's on the shelf.
Over the next number of weeks, I'd say that's what's going to have to be shown. But I say not to say that varieties that are presented to us will be any different. You know, they may taste slightly different, they may cook slightly different, but they'll still be, you know, they still have acceptance. You know, that meets minimum standards.
Well, Richard, thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. Richard Hackett there on a potential potato shortage or a rooster shortage, it seems like, agricultural consultant. We'll take a quick break, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.